Boom. Austin 360 Radio. Hi, Addie Broyles.
Hey, Amy.
I'm Amy Edwards, and this is the lovely Addie Broyles sitting down with me, food writer extraordinaire for the Austin American Statesman and Austin 360.
I love getting to talk to you about non-food things, though.
Well, I've been thinking about music today with the Grammy noms out, and we've got a couple Austin artists, you know, in there. And so, music's been kind of on my mind today.
Well, I found a music podcast that I think you would love.
Well, you already sent it to me. Spoiler alert.
Okay,
did.
So I just saw, I think it dropped a couple of weeks ago, but it just now came into my world, and it is Dolly Parton's America from WNYC Studios. So this is a new project from Jad Abumrad, who does Radiolab. He's a really famous,
I love Radiolab,
you know, podcast guy, and he had some access to Dolly Parton. They did a 9-episode miniseries on what it is about Dolly Parton that makes her so appealing to so many different kinds of people. Because think about that.
He addresses that, and I've listened to a little over half of the first episode today since you sent it to me. And yes, she has this broad appeal to everyone. Mm-hmm. And like, no one has anything bad to say about Dolly. And he addresses, like, you're talking about church ladies and lesbians and drag queens and children. And, you know, just like it runs the gamut.
Absolutely.
Every type of generations,
class, international. Mm-hmm. Later in the series, he gets into her international fame.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, she's been performing for 50, 60 years. She's in her 70s now, started playing music when she was, you know, I think around 10 or 11. And she had this rough upbringing. She had 10 siblings growing up in this little two-room cabin in Tennessee. And I didn't know much about Dollywood, the theme park up in Pigeon Forge. And there were just so many things about Dolly, like on a practical level, that I wanted to know. But what I really appreciated was the contextual information around her. Like, why has she become so popular just in the past, like, 5 years? She's had this almost Willie Nelsonification.
Yes,
where she has become, just from, you know, a celebrity who's well known, to almost this.
She's an icon.
Yes.
100%.
Yes, absolutely an icon. A queen, an angel, and rhinestones.
Yeah.
And so earlier this year, Austin actually hosted, a local artist hosted something called Dolly Fest in early August. I didn't get a chance to go to it.
I didn't either, but I remember talking about it.
A lookalike contest and things like that. And I don't know that that's returning, but I think it absolutely could. The thing that is most memorable so far about this show is, or the sticking point for me, is that they've called her the original third wave feminist.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't got to that. I want to hear more about that.
So here's the argument. You know, Dolly grew up in an era of second wave feminism where the idea was you suppressed your beauty. You were a boss, but there was more rage in that sort of power, because you kind of have to go through that. Anytime you go through an empowering phase, there's going to be anger. And I think as a society, women went through that. And then third wave feminism, I think, started in the 80s. Or, I mean, that's because that's when I came around and saw, you know, my mom was a working woman, and I thought, you know, I could be anything, I can do anything, and I can also paint my fingernails, and I can dress cute, and I can, you know, be empowered, but also embrace my beauty. But Dolly was doing that all along. She was like, I own my sexuality. I own that I'm a beautiful woman. I own these breasts.
These big Dolly Parton
and
boobs.
She made the joke about everybody else. You know, they played some clips on this podcast that were really hard to hear because they're so offensive, and nobody would ever say those things now.
Right.
And I do remember.
It's a different time.
Yes. It's such, and I do remember being younger, and like, all Dolly was known for was her chest.
Yeah, Dolly Parton boobs.
Yeah.
Always.
There was like a phase in I think her, you know, popularity that was what everybody wanted to talk about. And now nobody talks about that.
No.
Nobody mentions it. They talk about her charm, her spirit, her light, her infectious energy, her talent, her songwriting talent. Oh,
the
my God.
Talent.
I think she's written like 5,000 songs.
Oh, my God.
And one of the episodes is all about I Will Always Love You.
Oh, great.
Which she wrote for Porter Wagoner. And, oh my gosh, that guy, they had such a contentious relationship. He had this country music show, and he was the one who actually hired her and gave her a national audience for the very first time.
Wow.
And then she became bigger than the show. And they had this very complicated dynamic. And anyway, so I don't want to spoil that episode for you because it leaves you just gutted at the end.
Wow.
And she talks about how, you know, the theme of that episode is really forgiveness and all the ways that we forgive over our lifetimes. And, you know, you live long enough, you have a lot of people to forgive.
That's a good point. So, gotta keep doing it along the way. Don't let it mound up too much, right?
Right. Well, and I think Dolly is in some ways hitting her prime. I think that she has the adulation that she deserves and the respect that she deserves. And but also, she didn't have anything to prove to anybody.
Right.
She didn't have to tour if she didn't want to. Mm-hmm. And so I think we all have a lot to learn from her in that way.
I love that so much.
So anyway, it's called Dolly Parton's America. Go check it out.
And you also sent me some great articles that were up on Austin 360 about Dolly.
Last time she was in Austin was 2016, and Peter Blackstock went and reviewed the show.
Was that when she was here with Jack White? No, I'm thinking of Loretta Lynn.
Oh, wow.
Wait, didn't Dolly do something with him too? I don't know.
Well, she did something. Well, Miley Cyrus is her goddaughter.
Yes, and that's right.
And so I want to see some more collaboration like that with her and younger artists.
Well, that was the thing at the Grammys last year. I went to the Grammys, this past Grammys, and it was just like Year of the Woman. But Miley was there, and Dolly came out and did something. And I was just like, how am I seeing like all these freaking icons, like one after another after another?
Amazing.
It was incredible. Because well, they honored Diana Ross there too that night. She sang. But I was just like, new talent, old talent. It was like Brandi Carlile, and then you see Dolly, and you're just like, I don't know what's going on right now.
The CMAs were earlier this week, and they also had a big tribute to women. I think the show kicked off with this, you know, like 20 female artists on stage singing Martina McBride's Independence Day,
Boom.
Which is
one of my favorite songs.
In fact, I would say country music is one of my favorite. When I play the ukulele, that's one of my favorite source material genres. Yeah, because a lot of the songs are written in some easier keys. And they're just so darn fun to sing. So like Jody Messina, I have some Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris.
I don't know any of their songs.
I'll have to send you a couple. They're ballers.
What? I got my radio start in country music. So I know my 90s country pretty darn well. I could sing you a Lori Morgan song. I can sing Dolly. I can do all that. But
I love it. We need to get together and have a jam session.
Let's do it. We'll turn it into funk and play it on Austin 360 or something. So, well, good. Thank you so much, because I love being exposed to new podcasts. And of course, we can promote the podcast you are on.
I love you so much.
I love you
so much. In fact, we're dropping a new episode this week that features about 20 some odd Austinites telling us what they're grateful for about the city of Austin.
I love that.
And so, you know, the title of the podcast is I Love You So Much, which implies, you know, we love Austin so much. But mm-hmm. there's a little difference between love and gratitude.
Yes.
And so it was fun to ask people that question and have them really pause and think, like, what is it about the city that they're grateful for? And I actually even asked that question of Rachel Ray when she was here for this Book People event
earlier
in the week.
Can you tell me what she was
grateful? She kind of has the same thing she always says about Austin, which I love her for. You know, it's just a place where people can be who they are.
Yes.
And that she always tells this story of seeing sort of like a tattooed youngster talking with this like old man on the street, like on South Congress. And she just saw this like intergenerational type of cultural interaction that she's just like, you don't see that in New York. You don't see that in Albuquerque or in San Francisco even, or Seattle. You know, you see that in Austin. And 20 years ago, she first started coming to Austin. She considers it her second home. So
yeah, that's really cool. Good.
Yeah, so that's I Love You So Much. You can find that wherever you download podcasts.
And it'll air on Austin 360 Radio on Sunday at 7, I want to say.
I think so.
And then my new show will be on right afterward.
Is it? Oh, Boom. My gosh, I cannot wait. Does it debut this weekend?
It debuts on Sunday.
I'm going to set a reminder.
Rock Your Life. Well, it will be available via podcast as well. So
okay, great.
Well, if you sleep through it,
thanks,
no big
Amy.
Deal. Yeah, thank you so much, Addie.
Have a great day.
You too.